Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, Richies, just want to give you a quick heads up that in today's episode, there will be discussion of suicide. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, there is always help available. The Suicide and Crisis Lifeline provides free and confidential support 24/7 for you or your loved ones. Just dial 988 if you need to reach out.
I'm sure this is true for everyone. It's hard to take a hit, and it's even harder when you're already down.
Yeah, but what I like to say is, when I get knocked down, I get up again.
You're never gonna keep me down. Mm-hmm. Love that energy. But right now, I think, is a really, really rough time for the Judd family.
Oh, yeah.
In case you don't know, they're still reeling over the death of Naomi Judd, the country music icon, who took her life back in April, leaving behind her two daughters, her musical partner, Winona, as well as Ashley Judd, the actor.
Yeah, and, you know, if that wasn't absolutely devastating enough, now there's a new development in the Judd family saga that's got Winona and Ashley upset all over again.
Yeah, I can't imagine going through this grief privately, but to have to do it publicly is just so unfair.
I know. And of course, everyone has to weigh in, including us.
Yep, including us. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, August 2nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Give me that hot goss.
Obviously, when we lose someone, it's incredibly difficult, mm-hmm. especially if it's somebody you love, who you're really close to.
Yeah.
The grieving process can feel never-ending. It's one of the reasons that I'm in therapy for, and yeah. I haven't, knock on wood, lost anyone yet, but just the anticipation is mm-hmm. terrifying.
You're preaching to the choir.
But the feeling of never-ending grief and that process seems to be proving true for Winona and Ashley Judd, who are not only now dealing with the heartbreak of their mother, Naomi's suicide, but media outlets just confirmed that they have been cut out from Naomi's will.
Yeah, I mean, court documents are showing that there's not even a mention of Winona and Ashley in the will at all.
Yeah.
And instead, Naomi actually appointed her husband, Larry Strickland, as the executor of her estate. They've been married 33 years. And Naomi actually requested that he have full authority and discretion over any property that is an asset to her estate, which is now estimated to be at about $25 million. And the documents also say that Larry would be paid to help see out her will, and he would be reimbursed for all reasonable expenses in relation to her will without the approval of any court.
Yeah. Well, now, this is going to surprise everyone, but I'm not a lawyer.
Oh.
But this seems standard.
I have literally no idea.
Like, that your spouse would be the one that takes care of this stuff?
Sure.
Like, that seems standard to me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not a lawyer, so don't come for me, even though I think I am in my head.
Well, I didn't know that people were paid to help see out a will.
I learned that only recently because I'm on Reddit all the time, and they talk about that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's something I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, so all of this will stuff is coming months after Naomi died. Like we mentioned, she took her life on April 30th.
Yeah.
So it's been a few months. And after she died, her daughters released a statement not only calling her death a tragedy, but saying they lost Naomi to the disease of mental illness.
Which is really important, you know, because I feel like a lot of people can't separate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, as an actual disease. And Naomi has also been really open about her struggles with depression. She mm-hmm. even wrote a book about it in 2016, which I commend her for. I love when people are able to speak out about this and
yeah.
show the world that we're not alone. You know, like so many of us are going through something like this. And, you know, shortly after Naomi died, Ashley did an interview with Diane Sawyer on Good Morning America. And she said that she was speaking out about the details so soon after so that it wouldn't become public without their control, which is so sad, but
mm-hmm.
I understand it.
Yeah.
When we're talking about mental illness, it's very important and to be clear and to make the distinction between our loved one and the disease. It's very real. And it lies. It's savage. And, you know, my mother, our mother, couldn't hang on until she was inducted into the Hall of Fame by her peers.
This is so sad. Like, Naomi was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame literally one day after her death.
I know.
Like, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But Winona and Ashley were, of course, there to honor their mother. So that's great.
This just speaks to the insidiousness of mental illness and like things like depression.
Yeah.
There was a guy in the comedy community who took his own life, and he had just been accepted to a really prestigious writing program. And the first thing people think is like, how do you do this when it seems like everything's turning up spades for you?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the crux of this mental illness. Like it
right.
lies to you.
Yeah. It's like none of that external stuff matters.
No, it doesn't. And it's
sad.
It's absolutely tragic. So those who are not familiar with Naomi's music, which I will raise my hand, I'm not a huge country music fan, but I do know the name.
Yes.
Naomi and Winona performed together as the Judds. Like we said, they were a musical team. They were actually one of the most successful acts in country music history. They had 5 Grammys and 14 number one hits under their belt, including their classic first number one hit, Mama, He's Crazy.
Mama, he's crazy. Crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be.
Gosh, what a banger. I'm just kidding. So this is especially shocking, especially for Winona, because she's the lead vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's got a very signature voice.
She does,
She gave them their signature sound. So it's like crazy to leave her out of the will, you know?
Yeah.
And Radar Online actually reported that Winona is very upset at her mother's decision to leave her out of the will because she believes she was a major force behind her mother's success. But honestly, I take everything Radar Online says with a grain of salt. Like, I've actually commented on their posts on Instagram calling them out because I have nothing better to do. But
I love when I happen upon your comments on gossip posts.
I know. I mean, first of all, stop coming for Pete and Kim. But but Radar Online is one that, like,
mm-hmm.
goes out of their way to post clickbait and, like, extreme headlines to make everything seem more exaggerated. So
Yeah.
We got to take stuff like this with a grain of salt until we hear it from Winona herself.
Yeah, they're the online version of the National Enquirer, if you ask me.
100%. But also, it's like, yes, she's her daughter. That's the craziest part, that she's her daughter, not that she's the force behind her success. That'd be like me and you. Not that I'm the force behind your success, but like together we are a duo.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if you left me out of your will, I'd be like, okay. Like, oh, well.
Noted. God, I better call my lawyer.
I mean, you know, in the privacy of my own home, I'd be like, that bitch. I manifested our whole career for her.
I did learn about manifesting on this whale trip, by the way.
Oh, okay. And not from me for the past 2 years? Great. Good to know.
But yeah, I think that there's this expectation that children will be in their parents' will.
Right.
That seems to be, honestly, a very common theme in letters to Dear Abby that I read somewhat regularly.
Okay.
And so I think that a lot of people are like, oh, is this a recent thing? But it's actually something that Naomi put in place several years ago.
Yeah.
Page Six reported that the will was actually signed and approved back on November 20th in 2017. Mm-hmm. And apparently at the time of signing, Naomi was of sound mind and disposing memory.
So Melissa Sitzler, who's a senior account manager at the Tennessee law firm Eatrer and Associates, did vouch for Naomi's, you know, clear frame of mind at the time that she signed. And she said that Naomi was not under any restraint or in any respect incompetent to make a last will and testament. And this part's really crazy to me. Naomi apparently also asked that if her husband, Larry, couldn't be the executor due to death or, you know, whatever reason, she wanted her brother-in-law, Reginald Strickland, and Daniel Chris Eatrer, who is the president of Eatrer and Associates, to serve as co-executors.
Yeah.
So it's like Winona and Ashley weren't even in the conversation to be executors. So that's kind of wild to me.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those things. And like we said at the top, at the end of the day, it's no one's business but the Judd family.
100%.
I mean, the thing is, though, there could be literally an infinite amount of reasons why this was set up as it was. Like,
right
off the top of my head, taxes. I feel like so many, especially rich people, know how to like make things so that they get tax breaks or they're not getting certain tax implications.
Right.
I don't know what the actual case is. That's just something that I've heard. Like, it's not necessarily like, oh, I have an issue with my daughters.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, Ashley in that interview she did referred to her stepfather as Pop or whatever. Like, they're obviously very close to him. So
yeah,
this could mean that he's just gonna give them money from this will, you know?
Yeah. I feel like everyone's looking for a story or a drama, and it's like,
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily have to mean anything. This is what she decided, and it's her prerogative to make this decision.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one.
That's why my goal is to amass a ton of wealth and have people think they're going to get some of it and then just absolutely destroy them in my will.
Who are those people?
I don't know. I have to make some enemies before I die.
Yeah, you haven't done that yet.
It'll be called an airing of grievances.
Yeah, exactly. Love it.
That's my goal.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.